Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast, episode 112. A little bit of a hiatus, although it's not been that long. It hasn't been long since we recorded, but it's been quite a long time since we uploaded. Because by the time this comes out, it'll be like next week, Monday.
Yeah,
that's like 2 weeks since the last one came out, even though we haven't filmed for about 10 days, 12 days. Why haven't we filmed, mate?
Been away.
You tell us, yeah.
Yeah, I've been away. I've been on holiday. Hopefully the tan looks right. I think I've tanned quite well. Yeah, I've tanned quite well considering I was only away for a week in the sun. But yeah, I was. We went to Skegness, which was staying in a caravan or like a lockdown.
Your teeth look quite caravan. White.
That's what it is. The tan. And then we went to Lanzarote on the We were there in Skegness in a caravan for like 4 days, which was a bit wild. And then we literally flew to Lanzarote the following day, and we were there for a week. So yeah, that's been
Tell me all about it.
It was nice, to be fair, mate.
We haven't really spoken.
No, we haven't, to be fair. Yeah, it was nice.
This is just going to be a catch-up episode.
Yeah, this is a catch-up. We're going to film the Q&A afterwards. So this is just a bit of an update regarding where we're at. Like, Finn's a few days out from his first show, which, to be fair, is more exciting than my holidays.
Nah, I'll chat about that in a bit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my holidays were sound. Skegness, I don't know if anyone's been. Have you been? You said you've been, haven't you?
Yeah, I think when I was younger.
Weird place. I haven't been
for a while.
Weird place. Very odd. Just like the people.
Whereabouts is it?
In relation to us, like, never eat, like, east.
Northeast.
Yeah, never eat shredded wheat. I had to do that.
Shredded wheat.
Yeah, it's, like, over there. So, okay. Yeah, it was about, like, an hour, like, 2 hour drive. It was basically, I should actually mention, because Jack Kelly, he was like, I got a shout out on the podcast. Sunday, of the Sunday before we flew to Lanzarote, Jack Kelly competed, picked up second, really, really good luck, in
what
a PCA first time show. Your standard PCA dude.
Was he good?
No, he was good in relation to what PCA looked for, but he had less muscle and he was in probably worse condition. But he was very much, no, he was, you know, you can see the photo, he was very much just men's physique, smaller waist, wider shoulders. But when it comes to actual bodybuilding, like if you were to judge it off condition and muscularity, Jack should have won. But he shouldn't have won because it's PCA. Yeah, it's PCA men's physique. I shouldn't have said he wasn't good. He was good. He was good for the criteria. It's just...
You hate PCA.
Yeah, I'm a massive PCA hater. No, it made sense for the class. Like, when they were both in the middle, I was like, okay, yeah, he's won just because of PCA, like, criteria, which makes sense. But anyway, getting ahead. Yeah, I went to Skegness on the Wednesday of 2 weeks and 1 day ago, so 15 days ago. Staying in the caravan with my mum and Sanaya, and then Russell, so my mum's boyfriend. It was quite nice, like just a few days of just chilling out, and I still did the same sort of stuff, but Skegness is just a bit of a wild place, like the people there, how it is. We trained, I can't remember the gym name off the top of my head. It was a decent gym. Yeah, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it was a good gym for like a place like Skegness. I
can't remember seeing it on your stories or anything.
I deadlifted there. It was decent. It had enough kit. It had a pendulum, had a few good leg presses, had like a lying, like, you know, one of those lying hack squat things that, you know, Intent have. It just had jotted around some like decent bits of kit.
Yeah.
So it was pretty decent. We trained there, and then pretty much on Sunday we headed back. Like I said, PCA show, so Jack Kelly. So we literally flew from Skegness to Birmingham. I then came back home
to say his full name every time.
So Jack Kelly, yeah, but
no. I don't think you've ever called him Jack. I
feel like some names just go, you know, names just go well. Like, I don't want to say Jack, so yeah, shout out Jack. It's Jack
Kelly.
I had
a guy yesterday, just while we were talking about Kelly.
Yeah.
Amazing. Surname, so popular. Came to the door. Obviously, I had a parcel. I can't remember what it was. And he was like, parcel for Kelly Finn? And I was like, yeah, Finn Kelly. He was like, is that you? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, Kelly's a girl's name. And I went, yeah, it's my surname. Like, I don't get what is wrong with people.
It's because you got your surname as a first name. Like, Kelly is a first name. No, but
yeah,
Kelly
but
is a first name.
If you read a name on an address, when does it ever have it the other way around?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, it might explain why they're delivery drivers.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah, sorry, any delivery drivers out there. If anyone is a delivery driver, then
no,
I apologise.
Like, I get that quite a lot as well. Yeah. Someone today said Kelly Flynn. I was like, what?
It's like, I'll get a few comments. There's a guy called like James in the gym. Do you know him? He used to train at Progress Works. He's commented on so many of my posts and he spells my name wrong every time. It's not R-H-Y-S. That's it literally bad. Is Reese Fit. It says, oh, yeah. You're commenting and it says R-E-E-C-E. Do you know what's worse
when what? Clients spell your name wrong?
I haven't had many clients spell my name wrong, I don't think.
I just get one N quite a lot. Yeah. It's like, how lazy can you get? Just put the second N. Like, I feel like saying, just put the fucking second N.
Put my name down as it is.
It does annoy me. I never say anything because I'm like, I'm not really rude. Yeah. But just put the second N.
What's more annoying, that or when they just get a check-in and they don't like address it by like, hey mate, and they just go, week's been good or week's been
shit. I very rarely get that, to be fair.
I have a few like that and every time it irks me. I'm like, just say hi, mate. Say how you doing. Or they just end it without saying like, yeah, chat to you soon, man. Yeah. You know, no outro. It's just like, yeah, week's been sound. End of voice now.
Like, I always call them out if it was like that. Yeah. I'd be like, it hasn't been sound, has it? Talk to me properly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, please address it.
I very rarely have anyone like that.
Oh, I have a few. Not as many now, but there was a period of, like, I think a Tuesday. I remember saying to you, like, maybe 2 years ago,
Tuesday check-ins.
Yeah. Every time I come out to a Tuesday, we'd be training, and I'd be like, you'd be like, how are you doing? I'm like, Tuesday check-ins.
I hate everybody on Tuesday.
Everyone on Tuesday is just absolute bands. Hate my job, hate my life. I really don't. Luckily, Tuesdays are actually pretty sound now. But yeah, so pretty much. I was away for a few days. We then went to Lanzarote. The holiday was sound, really nice. Lanzarote, similar to Skegness in the sense, like, it's just a bit of a, it's a nice place, but it's very like touristy where we went. So they're like, we went to the old town, which was like more locals. It was like, actually, I felt like I was abroad. But Lanzarote, it was just, it's your standard place that's like cheapish.
Was it just you and Sonia?
Yeah. Yeah, it was cheapish, but not like, it's just a cheap British holiday that people go on. So like the people that go there, for me and Sonia, anywhere sound, though. But it just felt like there was a lot of places where we went out and it was like, this is literally the UK.
I hate that.
Like where just the UK geezers just congregate and it literally just becomes
I always
like,
take the piss out of them. Yeah. Like they not just to goes, them. Like me and Shannon always take the piss out of the classic British people on holiday.
Yeah. You know, like you've they're got everywhere. The it's just, you've it's, got like the, yeah. the bold dads, the overweight mums,
red, the bright red after day one. Yeah, they've not put any sun cream on.
Dragging and a just, kid round in like a push, like a push.
And they're just stood at the bar, just pints.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And it was like on the way out, on the, when we were flying out, it was like the same sort of people having full Englishes.
There was a stag do.
Yeah, there was literally like you just know people that are going away.
Dudes, yeah.
So it was like it was nice. It was really nice. It was well needed, but it definitely was a case where like we treated the hotel like those other resorts. As like a hotel, because it wasn't like when you go to Egypt.
We're not at a hotel. Like, was it an all-inclusive?
We were an all-inclusive resort, but it wasn't like an Egypt all-inclusive resort that's got everything there. It was like very much a case. It almost felt like a hotel.
So you went out quite a lot,
mate. Stuff. We didn't eat at the restaurant or we didn't eat at the buffet for the restaurant once.
Why was it shit?
No. It was just like there was more out there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like you wouldn't want to dress up and go down for like. It was just like.
That was one thing that was good about Morocco, isn't it? Because it was such a nice hotel. Like you did want to dress up, and when you'd go like hadn't booked
the
restaurants.
When I was in Turkey last year, Egypt last year, it was like you'd almost dress up and be like, oh yeah, but like literally,
it was like really like people would really dress up for the restaurant nights.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, but there it was more so like the food was sound, but. There was a few. I'll tell you, I got in an argument about my egg whites in the morning with one of the chefs.
It's a ball which, late, that.
Yeah, like there was like everyone was lovely. Everyone there was lovely, but one chef just didn't like me. And every morning I'd ask for like pretty much two eggs and then eight egg whites, and then I'd have like a little bit of bacon, pro fat. For like first meal, that's what I'd have. And to be fair, I had to like pick through the bacon because it's just drenched in oil and fat.
In Morocco, they didn't understand. So in Egypt, you know, when we went like 5 years ago, four or 5 years ago, they were so good. Yeah. Like the egg people were amazing. So like, I'd ask exactly what I wanted and they'd be spot on. They'd love it as well. Yeah. Like they were class. In Morocco, I asked for it the first time and they didn't get it. They didn't understand. Mm. And I asked the second day and they were like, they didn't really get it. So I was like, fuck this. So I just started getting
boiled eggs,
already fried eggs, fried, and then the boiled eggs, and just peeling off the whites. So I'd have like five egg yolks just on my plate, and they looked horrible as well. So like hard boiled eggs.
Yeah, they're like little orange. They look like olives.
Dark. Yeah, and I'd just have them on my plate, and it like, looked really.
That's
weird.
That's what I had to do one of the days because I asked the guy, and he just didn't get what I wanted. And I was it's like, annoying, shit. Isn't it? But either way, all the chefs were lovely, bar one who had an argument with like he literally was like no. And then some guy had to come over and basically tell him to calm down and just say, just make him his food. But you always get one idiot at like an all-inclusive place.
Get it's just what's wrong with it. It's not like you're asking for something really hard. You're just saying, like, can I just have egg whites?
But then also, like, the food just didn't make sense on certain days. So, like, for breakfast, there was, like, chicken out in breakfast. But then lunch, there was no chicken. So what I'd do is, so it's really odd. So what I'd do is I'd like bank food. So I'd like literally, I'd for breakfast, I'd have my usual breakfast. And if there was chicken, I'd get a plate of chicken, put it in, because we had a fridge and we had like kitchen appliances in the room that we had. So I'd like bring the chicken up and then I'd go down for lunch and I'd see if there's chicken, sound, I'll have that. If not, I'll go back upstairs, get my food.
Like, to be fair, Morocco was class. Like it had everything you wanted.
Yeah,
like,
Egypt was the same, Turkey was the same.
We're thinking about going, you know, the same place we went in Egypt.
Yeah,
going like back end of this year.
Yeah,
like I don't like being that type of person that goes back to the same place because I like exploring. It was really fucking good.
I'd go back to the Egypt place that I went to last year. Me and Egypt is good. Yeah. So basically, guys, if you're listening, go to Egypt. It's way better than.
I can't remember what the hotel was called that we went to, but it was really nice.
But yeah. So anyway, went in Lanzarote for a few days, trained at world class gym. This is a funny story. Have I told you about So basically, I was doing legs, and like it was one of those sort of gyms that I actually quite like training at because it was hot. Like Sinai didn't really like it. She was like, I'm not training here tomorrow. It's too hot, and I quite like it when it's like. You're almost like you're training and you're like, fucking hell, this is different. Like it was really, really humid. Like you do a set of ham calves and your head was about to explode. I was like, for some reason, I quite like that. I don't know why.
I quite like that in the summer in Rotherham.
Yeah, so it was. So I trained at World Class Gym. The morning was an absolute nightmare. We went to the gym that was nearby. We walked, it was like 20 minutes, shut down like 3 months ago. So then we got a taxi, but the taxi guy doesn't speak English. So I had to like look around and go, Hyperdino, which was like a supermarket. And he was like, no, Hyperdino, lots of Hyperdinos, that's all he knew. And I was like, I was trying to like point at things and I found a street where we were at. And then they eventually sent a taxi. Bearing in mind, I've had one meal. I'm like going hypo because I've walked for like 40 minutes at this point. I'm like, right, get to the gym. And I was like, right, I'm just going to have to do what I can. So I got a decent leg session in and I'm like, I smashed through it. It's like, I was going to do one more session the following day and then deload. And I like, while I was doing the last exercise, I could feel like a camera on me. I could feel like someone, like, you know, when you can just see somebody that like, stood to the side. And like, I finished my set and it's this boss woman of the gym and she's videoing me. And I'm like, videoing me doing a split squat. And I'm like, fuck out of all the exercise to video. You're doing a split squat at like 48 kilos or whatever. It wasn't even that impressive.
Contralateral as well. That's not even bilateral.
No, it's literally 48 kilos. It's not a lot. And she then like wanted to take some photos of me. And the gym like has a sign. So I just like point to the sign and she's like, take your top off. And I'm like, oh, fucking, I've got a leg pump. My upper body's flat as anything. I look awful. I'm like, I guess I will. So I take my top off. And then, like, the boss man from the gym, like, the manager who like, works on the door comes over and starts hitting, like, poses next to me. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. I've still got my leg to do. I've got one set to do. And I'm like, can I at least finish my session? So I, like, finish my session and I, like, put my top back on. And then she's, like, saying to me, no, during my set, take my top off. And I'm like, I just want to train. Like, please, just
take
let me
top
let,
off
yeah,
for a split spot.
Yeah, let
me film you doing a
no,
topless
luckily,
split
no,
spot.
I didn't. There's no chance. That would imagine that but getting leaked on social media, me doing a split squat.
He's like, fit, does topless split squat.
Oh, it's a nightmare. So basically, I finished my session. And then afterwards, but they couldn't speak English because it was Aracafe, which was like your standard Spanish town.
Yeah,
like,
not
they were
like
not touristy at all. So I finished my session. And then basically, there was one person in the gym that spoke English. And they were like getting her to translate to me what they were trying to say. So went through a round of posing with this like boss man from the gym. He then asks this woman to ask me if like, he can train with me the following day. And then literally I was like, yeah, sure. Like I'm doing upper. Like what do you want to jump in? I'm not doing your session. Do you want to jump in? And he was like, yeah, cool. I'll jump in. Like he didn't say that. He told her to say, yeah, what time? And then we trained together the following day and we just killed each other. It was like 60 to 90 minutes. 4 to maybe 6 sets on everything. Just like we pointed at an exercise, did like a dumbbell shoulder press, did like just ran the dumbbells up to the heaviest dumbbells, which was like the 50s, then came back down. He goes, I go. Like there was no rest. It was like, you know how you train when you're like 16.
Yeah.
But it was really good fun. It was really good fun. And we just did like a dumbbell shoulder press, a chest press, a pull down, a row, and a bit of arms. But it was like, honestly, like 6 to 7 sets. I remember finishing after like about, I was 60 minutes in and I was like, I can't feel anything. Like I do a set and I do get like, I got like the 40 kilo dumbbells after doing the 50s on a shoulder press. And I got like 4 reps because I'd had like 60 seconds rest. So like he'd go and they just threw me the dumbbells. And I was like, okay, guess I'm going. I need a bit more rest. But it was like, there was no rest. So it was like, I'd throw them up and I'm like, oh, the 40s. You do 2 or 3 reps and all of a sudden you just, die out.
How did you feel the days after?
Oh, ruined. Absolutely ruined. So it was a good thing I was deloading, because I was absolutely trashed. Like,
you can almost get away with that in the last session before a deload. Yeah,
but it was good fun. And it was one of those where I was like, I'm training with a guy who, like, he had a good level of muscle. He's competed before. He's done classic. He knew how to train, but it was just like their style of training is so different to what, like, if I was to say, right, I'm going to do a top set and back off set. I'm going to give myself a couple of minutes to get myself prepared. Like, no, he doesn't even speak English. Right, we didn't speak at all. It was just, we pointed at an exercise and then just went after it. So, yeah, that was that.
Pretty cool, to be fair.
Yeah, no, it was good fun. And then we deloaded
after that. You cheated on me.
Yeah, cheated on Finn with a Spanish dude. And he actually asked me afterwards, like, he got it on Google Translate, and he was like asking, it would be great to be training partners all the time. He was like, this was the best session of my life and stuff like that. And it was like, he was just a lovely guy. He got his brother to come to the gym and take photos of him and me. And then his brother came, he was like,
Did he know who you were, like?
I don't know. But the gym were tagging me on stuff the day that I trained, but I didn't tag them on anything, so maybe. But then Sanaya had met, like, tagged the gym already, so they might have found me. But I don't know.
You are a big deal now.
Yeah, 100K followers, 110 now. So
it went up quick, didn't it, after 100K?
Yeah, I know, it's easy. And then it's what happens.
It's easy when you buy them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy when you just, you know, pay somebody just to follow your account, buy loads of bots. I know, it's mad. And you get like 800 like views on a story. God. But yeah, so basically that was that. And then it was water polo championships after. Just playing a lot of water polo, chilling out. And it was quite nice. Like, I did my work, but I did like most of my check-ins on voice notes. So I'd like break them up. So like literally my routine after that was like, we'd wake up, go and do cardio at the gym. We'd then go for a nice walk along the beach, which literally the resort was like by the beach. It was a 30-second walk from, like, you literally go down some stairs, the beach is there. So we walk along the beach, we go for breakfast. I'd then do like an hour and a half's worth of work, but I didn't actually do check-ins. I'd like listen to all the check-ins and then I'd just break them up through the day. So I'd do like two or three check-ins on the walk to the pool, then I'd like sunbathe, do a few check-ins
there. Once you've listened to them and made notes, it's like,
yeah, it's easy.
So I'd like get back to them as and when throughout the day. It's nice.
So I literally had like an hour on the laptop, and that was just getting everything done, like, so I then can actually work throughout the day.
Yeah.
Sanaya had a few posing clients through the day. She'd also take ages to get ready because it's Sanaya. Like, it's, you know, your girlfriend usually takes a little bit longer. So
I always like that time in the day when it's like you go back and get ready for the evening.
Yeah.
I can do loads of work. Yeah. Like, I remember in Morocco, I'd do like setups and applications and stuff at that point, because Shannon would take like an hour to get ready, and I'd be like, tell me when you're nearly 5 minutes from ready, and then I'll just quickly chuck some clothes on.
Yeah, that's actually what I do.
And I'd look fucking mint as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy when you're a lad, isn't it? Yeah. It is easy.
And you're really good looking.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and that was pretty much that. So it was a nice, like, 4 or 5 days worth of rest, just chilling out. Feel a lot, like, better, like, physically. And then, like, back in the gym, came back on Monday, back in the gym Tuesday.
Do you feel almost back to 100%?
I don't know. It's one of those. Like, you can't really ever... you can't ever say I feel 100% because I still can definitely tell.
What is 100%? You can never tell.
Yeah, you can't really tell. I definitely feel a hell of a lot better. But then at the same time, I'm still like lean. So,
yeah, you are still very lean. You look very good on that post that you put on today.
Oh, thank you, mate. Yeah, like, I'm still, like, my hamstrings are still dug out. I still have limes and, like, it's one of those, like, I was 101 kilos. So I lost a kilo, but I was 103.
That's just muscularity, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I was 102.5, 203.
You're getting to that point now where. Even last time you were like peak off season, even though you were fat, like, when you've got a lot of muscle, you don't look that fat.
No, right? Definitely not. But yeah, either way, like, training wise, I feel like it's nice because I trained yesterday and then like Tuesday, and I was like, oh, I feel good, like, I feel strong, like, picking up weight, and like, that's when I feel like you get to 100%. You know, when you pick up a weight and you go, oh, that feels light. Yeah. Like, you almost have to like double check, and that's when you're getting back to 100%. So yeah, feel a lot better. Probably still not 100%, but then you never really know. But I'm definitely like a lot more myself, I can tell. So yeah, that's positive. And then if anything, it's quite exciting because I almost feel now like the holiday's out of the way. I've got another holiday next month, but it's more so now I actually feel like the foundations are set.
Where are you going?
Crete. There we go.
Oh, yeah, it looks nice there.
Yeah. So
that's where you invited me.
Yeah, Finn's going to be a couple of days out, so we'll see. Maybe next year.
I don't think I will be coming.
No, I don't think it makes sense. But maybe next year we'll go on a holiday together. Go to the Olympia. That's what we should do. So yeah. So basically, all is good with me. Everything's positive, and pretty exciting now because like holidays out of the way, foundations are set for like me to actually get a bit fat and train well. So yeah, life is good.
Jealous.
Yeah, it's one of those.
To be fair, like, you do look a lot more, like, even just in training, like, everything looks a lot more stable and smoother. Like, even on your leg press the other day, it was like nice to see that you're not like
withered and dead.
Yeah, not that like you were being a pussy. You weren't. You were just battered. Yeah. You know what I mean, like every set was almost just like, is to be fair, like expected when you're digging like you were towards the end.
Yeah, but it's nice. Like I was watching on the way back from on the flight. I was like making some like reels and stuff. So I was going through like old videos and I like watched some like peak, like off season strength of like me pressing four plates on a Smith, or like I deadlifted off a deficit, like six plates for a set of eight or something. And I remember literally like I on the flight, I was like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, Reese, that's you fucking idiot. Like you're reminiscing about what you've already done. Like,
yeah, it's normal, but though, like
it was, it, and I think to myself, and I thought like,
stuff
okay,
comes up on like the story, like a year ago, and I think it was like, I had like seven plates on the side of the shoulder press, and it's, and like, think, oh, now cool. I'm like holding on to five.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh. The grass is like, the grass isn't always greener, but when you're in that position, you don't really appreciate it. And it's one of those sort of situations, but it's like at the end of the day, strength will return. Like the foundations are set now, and it's like, right, cool. Now I can actually grow some muscle and look to improve, which is all good. Blood work is booked in for next week, which will be sound.
When was your last have it done?
Pre-prep, so January. So, yeah, 6 months. Fucking
oh, dear.
Hell. Well, no, at the end of the day, like I can understand getting blood work done.
Money on followers.
No, true. I can understand getting it done, let's say, in the prep, but also you know you're going to be smashed. Yeah, so it's
a waste
like,
of time.
Yeah, like it's a waste of time for analytical data, because even in a natural prep, it's probably even going to be, not going to say worse, because people take that out of context, but like if you were to see your test and it's like absolutely flawed in a natural prep, it's not like you can change stuff. It's like you've got to accept it.
My penis hasn't worked for probably 2 months now.
Welcome to the club.
I'd have to have a look. I've written it down.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me the last time it worked.
Yeah, but like since then...
I think you remember to finish. I actually saw it last time it worked. That's what it was. Oh, yeah, it's been ages.
Since then, like, there's not even been an inkling of any... You know, one thing I've been meaning to like say to you, and one thing that I keep thinking would be funny, but like, not funny but for the podcast, but it's just it's just weird. Like, so you know, like, songs?
Mm.
Like, sometimes in songs there'll be like something sexual, won't there?
Yeah.
That it's like, I don't know, it says something about someone sucking your dick or something like that, right? Like just in a song, like that might be on my phone when I'm training. Every time I hear anything that's like sex related in a song, I'm like, oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll turn
it on. No. That's happened to me before. I remember like, this sounds a bit weird, but I think the first time that like, I'm trying to say this in a PG way, like after my last prep, that like, let's say I had came to climax, I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I felt like, I've never actually mentioned that to anybody. I've never thought about it other than what you mentioned. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I was like, oh, you'd fucking disgrace.
Yeah.
And I was, because it had been so long.
Yeah,
and I
it's feel like weird.
You can't,
like, you know what as well? Like, I remember last prep, because me and Shannon hadn't had sex for so long. Like, when we did again, it almost felt like we'd never had sex.
Oh, yeah, mate, completely.
Like,
yeah, completely.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Me and Sanaya are definitely...
back to normal yet.
No, not back to normal. But we've actually, on holiday, managed a few times, which was nice, because it had been beforehand nothing at all. I think I said to you on the podcast, or I don't know, like, since before... After prep, we'd done something once, and it was like shocking, like in the sense of like I'm not gonna say I enjoyed it. It was just weird. Like my body just wasn't like there was no. Yeah. It was like
no drive to do it. It's like you have to do.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, well, I'm here now, so I might as well. You know what I mean? And that's not nothing. It's just how your body is, and your mind just doesn't attenuate like sexual desires in the same way. And like on holiday, there's a few times where like I was like, oh, it works, and you almost feel like, let's see how it goes. But there's still not that like instinct.
You're still overthinking it.
Yeah. And like there was a few times it's almost a bit like, it feels a bit awkward. Maybe Sanaya doesn't experience it because her sex drive never really dies completely. Females a bit like, it's not as up and down. It's just quite stable. But like, I think as a male, it's almost like you have to relearn those like instincts. It's strange.
It was weird.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
like, every time I hear any kind of song that has any kind of sexual connotations or anything, I'm like, that's disgusting.
It's like,
what's sex? This song about? Get rid of that.
I remember at the Arnolds when I competed, and you had been like, mate, you seen the girl that gave you the medal? And I remember being like, I haven't looked at a girl, mate, for fucking months, and thought, oh yeah, she's attractive. Oh, she looks different. Or her leggings fit her well. Like, it was literally, you just don't think about stuff like that. So, yeah. part of it, funny. I guess. Part of it. So, yeah. So, 2 months without anything, mate.
Maybe 6 weeks. I'd have to have a look on my sheets.
Mm.
But it's been a while. Like, not even any...
No, you forget. Anything, yeah, you forget like, what it's like. Yeah. Like. There's literally just, like, there's nothing there. Like, you can't even think, not even sexual thoughts. It's more like, oh, it's just, there's no stimulation.
And
there.
What's really nice, though, is that, like, as soon as I go to bed, like, I'm straight off to sleep.
Yeah.
And, like, I think when you're eating a lot more food and when you have a lot more energy, like, you'll go to bed and like, I'll still be tired, but there'll be times where it's like, right, I'll read a bit and then, like, I'll not force myself to sleep, but it's like, I don't feel that tired at times.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I'm not knackered, but even if I'm not knackered, like, I'm like, right, well, it's time to go to bed. And like, as soon as my head's down, I'm asleep within like 5 minutes maximum every time. Yeah. It's like really nice. And then I'm waking up and I feel fresh every time.
Mm.
Although waking up in the night at the minute, like I'm pretty much, cause I'm going to bed at like 8:30. I wake up at about like 11 midnight.
Routines change for Finn. So do you want to explain it? You've been getting up a little bit earlier, haven't you?
Yeah, I gradually just started waking up earlier anyway, so I just started going to bed earlier. Yeah. Luckily, like I have the ability to do that with work. So I go to bed at 8:30, get up at 4:30, so that's my like 8-hour window in bed.
Yeah.
I usually get up for a wee at like 11 to 1. And whenever I get up for that wee, my legs are fucked. Like, but then I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Every time I wake up in the night for a wee, I'm like, if my legs are like this in the morning.
Yeah.
And then every time I wake up in the morning, I'm like, legs are sound. Yeah. Like, it's fine. But yeah, I wake up for a wee at like between 11 and 1. Usually just check the time so I know like, right, okay, what time is it? How long have I got left to sleep? Like already I'm thinking I want to get up and crack on my work. Yeah. Like, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
But then my alarm's at 4:30. Sometimes I wake up a bit before it and just crack on. The only thing that's the only issue is that now when I wake up, it's not bright. So it is a little bit harder to wake up.
Mm.
But I just want to get up anyway. But then when I go on my walk outside, the sun is coming up, so it kind of is still fine. But then like with my check-in, I don't want to take my photos until a little bit later in the morning because the lighting's not great. So I'll do my cardio, do my steps, and then do my check-ins. But yeah, like my routine, I feel really, really good. Like I was saying to you yesterday or Tuesday.
Mm.
I was saying to you on Tuesday when I hadn't seen Reese for ages or however long he'd been away.
Say ages, it's been like 10 days, but that's ages for me.
But I was saying like I actually feel really good. And like, I think I'm just riding off the back of the high days or the mock peak.
You seem to be a lot more like, I don't know, maybe it's a bit different just how things are. Like you definitely, I think, respond more to like, I never really noticed the difference from refeeds. Yeah, like I would just be like, like, I feel like I was a bit more stable where you're like,
I'm not as close as I need to be. Like,
yeah, exactly. I know what you mean. And also your prep's
longer.
If I
get down to like 155 pounds, I think I'll be fucked.
Yeah,
like,
regardless. I think that's probably when I was, because I was still tilted on the edge of just being written off completely all the time. So it was like, I'd have a refeed. I remember on the days I refed, you'd be like, you're refeeding? I'm like, yeah. And you're like, you can't tell.
I think you definitely could tell. You probably couldn't tell, but I could still tell. Yeah,
I could tell afterwards.
Especially
like
afterwards. When you were actually filling up for those first shows.
Oh yeah, I remember feeling alright for them.
Yeah, but you fat.
Alright, yeah. Back was still fat. I was just riding off lower back fat.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm doing now, but lower body fat.
Yeah, like the whole lower body as well, which is like
glutes, hamstrings, a bit of quad. I've still got a lot to come off, don't get me wrong, but I'm riding off a good amount of lower body fat.
Yeah.
That Premier lighting is very deceiving.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Did you see I put it in the folder, I put use this lighting more than the one at home. I was like, so every time I see myself at home, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then I like, go to Premier, I'm like, fucking reddish.
Yeah, this is mint. Yeah. We need to go pose at Warehouse. We'd both be stepping on stage 10 kilos lighter than what we need to be.
I'm going to see what I look like, obviously, this weekend.
Yeah.
And go from there.
So speaking about this weekend, mate, this video will be out by the time it's so Fitex.
We already have another Fitex sword over here, won't we?
That'd be cool. Imagine.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, Fitex. What is it? Do you know your open class? Like,
yeah, I think I'm in men's physique short. Fitex Leeds.
Yeah.
Supposedly, inside
collab.
Yeah, supposedly the biggest one they do.
Really?
Supposedly the it's usually the busiest.
Other
one.
Than the, I'm guessing the expo they do because that's usually pretty popular.
Yeah, but I think this is the first one they ever did, they said.
Okay.
So, like, it's quite a busy one.
Yeah.
And obviously, Insight probably...
We're both going to go up and say to... We're both going to go up to Danny and be like, right, we got an offer for you. So,
who's Danny?
Danny's the guy who runs Insight.
Okay, yeah, Danny Insight Subs.
Yeah, Danny at Insight Subs. We'll go out to him and be like, so if Finn wins, can we get Finn an exclusive contract? And then I'll come on board.
I'm with CMP.
I'm taking the piss. We're not saying that. We would have both we would never leave CMP
or CSN.
No. To be fair, Insights, they were like, they're, we can't really say anything bad. The show will all be gone. Like, they were hyped up as like the best thing. If you were an Insight Sub guy, like,
I feel like
now it's like everyone's kind of on the same platform. Yeah,
but I think maybe that's as well just us maturing and learning more about the industry and stuff.
Yeah. There's nothing bad about Insight, guys.
Insight are good.
It was just like, Insight were the first ones that I remember. They stocked MV Pre and they were the first ones to stock it. So I was like, they must be the best. Yeah. And then they got Bridgman, and then I know they got AJ on like a few years back.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you were an Insight dude, you were like, oh, wow. And now they just, everyone pretty much, like anyone. Just so, yeah. I mean, we're hooked up. So anyone out there who, you know, who isn't sponsored, maybe message Insight. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. But yeah, so it's Insight and then likewise Fitex, which I think will be quite a good weekend, especially for a first time on stage.
I like how they run the shows. I like Darren that runs it.
Yeah.
It's a nice sort of chilled atmosphere. Yeah, I just want to see how I look. Like, I'm not putting any pressure on it. The goal is obviously always to do the best that I can and try and win, try and place. Like, if I was to place in a good lineup, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
If I was to win in a shit lineup, I'd be happy. If I was to not place in an incredible lineup, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on how I look.
Yeah.
And like, I want to see how I look on stage, because again, like, it's difficult to tell directly based on being at Premier Gym versus being at home versus last time I was on stage. Like, there's some poses that I look at now compared to then, it's like, fucking hell, like, I'm a lot bigger and a lot leaner. Yeah. And there's some other poses where I'm like, don't even look much better.
Yeah.
Like, but obviously that's normal. Like, that's just dependent on lighting, angles, certain times that I'm taking, if I'm really flat. Like, I think the best I looked was 171, and that was like pretty full and pretty dry. I think it was the day, maybe it was the day after I'd, maybe it was the mock show day last week.
I think, no, yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure.
I
said, I was like, yeah, you sent me over, you put on your story the side chest and your glutes, and then I saw the photos that you put in the folder, and I was like, yep, sound wicked, like, really good.
Yeah, I think, like, it's weird. I do think I, and it's the same with a lot of people, but I think I do respond quite a lot to, like, higher food and dropping off fatigue. Like, I look fatter at 169 than I do at 171, which is normal. Like, again, it's pretty much the same for everybody, but you'll have some clients who, like, you'll drop some fatigue and fill them up and they look like they've gained 5 pounds of fat.
Yeah, but then also your perception of condition for men's physique especially is probably like, for example, if you were to do a men's physique show when you're in your bodybuilding leanest, you'd look way too sharp.
But I feel fat now. What I mean, but I feel fatter now than I did like 6 weeks ago. Yeah. Then I look back and
Been lean for like, you've not been stage lean, but you've been lean for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Like, if I was to, let's say, go through posing now in a gym, like Josh, for example, yesterday, Josh is 10 weeks out.
And looks,
like,
really good.
Yeah, Josh does look really good. But like, if we went through, like, I showed him like my hamstrings in comparison to like in a rear shot, and I'm so much leaner than Josh, like, and I'm not 10 weeks out. So if I was to be like, I look at myself and think, oh, well, I've been a bit leaner than this, so I should, like, I'm fat now, and in reality I'm not.
No,
and the leaner you are for a period of time, the leaner you feel, the fatter you feel.
If I was to show myself a year ago, the videos, like the reels that I'm putting up now,
you'd be like, I'm ready.
Like, yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm absolutely shredded.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, I'm fat. Yeah. And I need to pull off 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's like, the qualifiers are coming up quick. Yeah. So it's like, but no, I don't feel like I'm wasting time with the physique shows, but I almost do a little bit because they're not the main goal. No.
And I think there's pros and cons. Like, so for example, you won't be training like on the Saturday.
Well, that's true, but this was going to be a deload weekend anyway, so it's worked out well. But then also,
last week it was a case where you had the mock peak that obviously gained a bit of weight. You're not at an all-time low. No, but you're not, like, if you probably hadn't ran that, you might be, instead of, like, let's say, what was your low this week? 169.25?
75. Yeah, it might be like 167.
Yeah, okay. And that would put you closer to where you need to be. So at the end of the day, like, the joy is...
you could argue the pros of
washing off a bit of fatigue, being a bit fresher, going a little bit.
I've been hitting like nearly 20,000 steps
like
on the digging days easily, just because I'm like, I feel good, let's get it. Whereas like a month ago, if I was trying to hit 20,000 steps,
I'd be ruined. Yeah,
there was a point where just before I had that first refeed, not the diet break that I did, I say diet break, it was like I did a deload and we went away for my birthday and I went out for a meal. But like, there was a point just before I had my last, like, the refeed after that, where I was like, I've never felt this bad.
Yeah.
And I was a lot fatter than I am now. I think I was like mid 170s.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm like low to high 160s.
At the end of the day, like, this prep isn't, and as I said, when we were sat with Shannon, you know, at Sanaya's launch party,
yeah,
like, at the end of the day, your prep's not going to be perfect no matter how you spin it. Like, this is your second prep, and you're very inexperienced personally from actually going through a prep and being in true prep condition, you know, and that's part of it. We're young in the game. You've got coaching experience, we've got coaching experience, we've got knowledge, and people will view this, and viewers as thinking, like, I guarantee people listen to us. We've said it before, amount of times, yeah, that people will mention
more experience
that we've, yeah, we have loads of experience, and we do.
But that being said, I do think that I'm in a very good spot. I think I've managed this prep very well so far. I think all my clients are in really good spots. Yeah. Like, so I definitely think, like...
But well, you'll take from it and learn from
it. So, yeah, you learn from we'll every do the same, year, you know? In every prep.
Yeah, there's things that, like, went really, really well for me, and there's things that I was like, okay, that could have been better. That could have been performed better. And in the moment, you don't really notice it until you look back and you think, okay, that could have been a bit different. And that's, again, stuff to learn from.
Yeah, I think when I look back, like, let's say in 6 months from now, I think I'll look back and think...
There's pros and cons.
There was a few weeks there, which is, like, now, where I could have been losing faster.
Yeah.
Because there was a week where I think I pretty much didn't lose anything, but then I lost. But that was when I had not the mock peak. That was when I had the refeed before that. That was when I was like, I felt horrendous before it.
But then also, you don't realize, and this is how it works. You look back and you think, oh well, maybe I should have pushed harder. But then you don't really remember how you felt.
Yeah.
And like, would you have felt better, or would you be better now if you had carried on pushing, ramped up even more fatigue, and then you might be a few pounds sharper, but would that then result in how long the prep is actually you being better over a period of time?
Right.
Yeah. Like, and this is again, this is how. Like, you could easily, right, say, touch wood, hope it doesn't happen. Let's say you win this weekend, you feel fucking awesome. You push really hard over the next week or two, you then get ill, you know, for whatever reason. And that's not even because you push, just you might get ill or you might get an injury. You know, these sort of things happen. And it's like, if anything, like, you go into these preps. And I think the one thing that we're good at is you go into it and we're always like, right, well no matter what, we'll do what's needed. Like, you're not going to fucking cheat on your diet. You're not going to, let's say, slip up and miss a cardio session. But there are probably going to be curveballs. It's natural that over the next 15 weeks or whatever till the last show, there's going to be times where some things might not be perfect, and that's normal. But we take data, we take from it, and that's what, if anything, stepping on stage will do you good when it comes to this weekend. So
yeah. I think there was a week where I didn't lose anything, then the week after that I lost 3 pounds on average, which is like way more than I need to. Then the week after that I didn't lose anything, and then now we're on this week where I don't think I'm pretty much maintaining, which is like okay, but
when the goal is what, like, the high 150s, and it's like, do you really need to? But then also it's like, it's not going to be where, let's say, come Monday, like Sunday, you'll probably drop off a bit of body weight just from the weekend in general.
The weekend's going to be busy because I've got the WMBF show the day after, which, to be fair, by the time this is out, people would already know. So Doug's competing in that, which everybody knows anyway, but Josh Campbell's doing that.
Josh Campbell, why do you gotta say his surname, bro?
Josh C. Fit.
Yeah, why do you gotta say his surname? You always say Josh Campbell, you don't just say Josh.
I would say Josh. Say Jack Kelly every time.
I'm taking the just copy of what
I
you
know,
said.
But you do say Jack Kelly. So yeah, Josh is doing it, but he's not telling people. But Josh, I think pretty much everyone knows.
Josh Campbell?
Josh C. Fit.
Yeah. I leaked it to a client and I said, like, please keep that between us. I don't think Josh is telling anybody.
Yeah.
And then I said, I don't think Josh Campbell's telling anybody.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I'll keep it between us.
Won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited for the weekend. It'll be good. I'm excited to just see how I look. Alex is competing at the FitX, who looks fucking incredible, to be fair. Fair play to you, mate. Yeah. You look very, very good.
Really good.
Yeah, Alex looks great. To be fair, Josh and Doug, like, Josh obviously is not his main focus. Doug's got another show 6 weeks down the line, 5 weeks down the line.
So wait, sorry, I clocked out then. Alex is doing the FitX?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's doing the same show as you?
Yeah.
Oh,
but he's doing bodybuilding.
Okay.
And then Doug's doing men's physique short, and he's like 2-3 classes after Josh.
Okay.
Josh is doing obviously teens.
Yeah.
We'll probably be there all day anyway because I'm there with CMP.
Yeah.
And you know, if either of them or both of them get into the overall, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But it's a long day. That's the only thing. But yeah, they're everybody's in a good spot. Stress is really low.
I'm training with Josh Croghan in the morning.
On
Saturday.
Where?
Muscle Bound. Push.
What is Josh going to the FitX?
I don't know, but he just wanted to train.
Oh, okay.
So he said, he was like, can I jump in? And
he doesn't live far from there.
No,
does
I
he?
Don't think he does. No,
cool. So yeah, basically, the FitX, I will be on probably like the mid to late afternoon.
Yeah.
Alex will be on late morning, pretty much at the start of the show. So I'm going to be there nice and early anyway, because I need to get my tan. I need to get my base coat and my top coat. I'm doing it both on the same day.
Okay.
Just
Fitex tanning woman was lovely.
Yeah, she was really,
really
nice.
Really nice, yeah.
Just to save hassle and stress. Like, I don't want to be worried about my tan the night before or going to see Nicola and driving back. Like, realistically, I just want to go down or go up to Leeds, get it all sorted, have a good day. And then, obviously, bringing Josh and Doug back. They're staying in Loughborough, and then we've got the show on the Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be busy, but I'm excited for it. And I imagine, like you say, come Monday, Tuesday, I'll probably be, what, 167, 168?
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good,
yeah.
Unless I looked absolutely horrendous. But hopefully feeling pretty good. So, fair, either way, like, it's win-win. If I look good and do well, cool, I'll feel good. And I'll be like, right, let's kick on.
If you don't, you'll be like, right, now I need to kick on either way.
That's what I mean. If I look shit and I lose, I'll be like, fucking hell.
I don't think you're going to look shit. I think it'll be interesting. Like, I think it'll be good. I have absolutely no, like, it's weird.
It completely depends on the
standard
competition.
Yeah. Like, because I think you look good, but then there's a lot, like, in men's physique, there's areas that you're not the best at. And it's like,
and there's some really good men's physique guys that might do Fitex.
Yeah.
But there's some, like,
you just don't know.
I think if I was to have done fit, I think looking how I look now, if I was to do the one that you did, the Exeter one, I think I'd have won it.
Yeah, you probably would have beat me.
But it wasn't. No, you didn't do physique.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I'm sorry. When you said Exeter, I thought Fitex. So you said PCA. You were like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably won that one as well.
Yeah, nah. They gave it to the guy with the best abs, actually, and you haven't got the black guy's abs, so, and you're not black in general, so PCA. Yeah, sorry.
But no, the Exeter one, it wasn't a busy show. There wasn't many people, so like me saying I think I'd have won it isn't anything impressive.
No.
But I think I probably would, but I'm not. Again, like it's not. I'm not going to use it. Again, it's not never an excuse. Like I'm not going to go, oh, I'm not a men's physique guy or anything like this. Oh, I'm natty and I'm doing this fed. Like, I'm not going to use any excuses.
When you get off stage, just be like, I'm the only natty. They're on 300 milligrams of test, like, and master.
I literally, I don't want to sound like generic, like I don't care about the result, because obviously I do, otherwise I wouldn't do it, I wouldn't be in a competitive sport. But in all seriousness, like the result isn't, I'm so chilled, I'm not thinking about like, oh, I hope I win or I hope I place, or I'm literally just like, this is gonna be fun, like see how I look. It's been ages since I competed, it'd be nice to get some more stage time, it'd be nice to experience different federations.
Yeah,
it'll be nice to have a show day with a client there as well.
Yeah,
it'll be nice for Shannon to be able to come and watch me and not just be on her own like she has been in the past with the COVID year.
Yeah,
I've not told my family, well, I have told my family that I'm competing, but I've said like, don't come to any of these. It's not like a big one.
When's your next one after? It's 2 weeks from then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm probably not doing it.
Really? You're just going to do this one and just see how
it works. The only benefit to doing that other one is that it's PCA and it'll be like getting my name in another federation.
And you miss out the 60-second pose down.
Yeah.
And then there's some horrendous dubstep music.
And I want to get one of those reels where I look absolutely shit and I'm really out of condition, because that's what they make you look like.
Yeah, true.
That's really what I want to do it for. I want to spend however much it is
to
PCA.
Yeah, and they upload a reel
where I just look like shit.
Yeah.
And then I can post it and go, just don't do me justice, this reel.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it's realistically how you look.
Yeah, like my hamstrings from the rear had no detail in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a shame. I'm not posting that. Yeah, like cheers, PCA.
So yeah, that's the plan. But the PCA one is, I mean, I was never, I don't care. Like, I'm not one to be like, oh, not going to tell people what show I'm doing. Obviously, I've not spoken about
X weeks out, bro.
Yeah, I've not spoken about the physique ones just because it's like they're not important.
Yeah,
like I've been talking about the bodybuilding ones for months.
And then how many weeks out are we from the actual main first show? It's BMBF, isn't it? So what's that,
nearly six? By the time this comes out, like five and a half.
So what's it now, six and a half?
Seven, yeah, just, yeah. Well, it's just over six. It's Saturday, so it's
coming
six,
around quick,
six in a day.
It's coming around quick.
I know.
Yeah. See how it is. At the end of the day, like, you've got ideas. We've got ideas.
Well, the thing is, like, I know I can, in that time frame, I can dig pretty hard and I can probably get down to low 160s by that point.
Yeah, which would be the goal.
And I think I'll be pretty close then.
Oh, mate, for that and the Heart of England shows, like, yeah, like, if you can be... Like, let's say if you were to be 163 and then like 161 160, 159 for like, and then literally it would just be a slow and steady trickle downwards, yeah. into and more so, not even trickling downwards, more so just fatigue washing off, doing a bit less,
and just looking better,
and just looking better, and just training all right at that point. Like that would be a win-win.
Training is really good, to be fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically we've got the FitEx, then we've got 2 weeks and potentially
where's
doing
the PCA
Kettering, okay. So not far.
Yeah.
Week after that is a warm up bodybuilding show, which I'm not talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
that? The 14th.
It's early August.
What's then, the date? Do you know exactly?
Yeah. Then I've got 3 weeks.
No, because I'm more so thinking because I'm going on holiday. It's before the 15th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you're away for the first main show.
Yeah.
Then it's 3 weeks. Those 3 weeks, I can, like, dig pretty hard if I need to. Because I've
death
not got any
death protocol if needed.
Yeah, but I don't even think I need to. No, and then again, I've got another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like 3 weeks, then 3 weeks. So between the first, the warm up and the first qualifier, I've got 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Between the first qualifier and the UK, the BMBF qualifier and the UK FBA qualifier, I've got 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like those.
You've got
those
two. You've
grades.
Got 2 3-week blocks where like. You
well,
can,
I've got 2 weeks. Let's say in a peak week where I can pull off in those 2 weeks 4 or 5 pounds if I needed to.
Yeah.
Then I've got the week after the UKDFBA straight into the BMBF final. I need to be pretty much for the UKDFBA first qualifier or very close.
Yeah. But then also like just the build into the first, into that show, like you will be dropping off fatigue. It'll be a show weekend. Like your body will probably be pretty responsive at that point with how things are. Like I think like in general, like I said, it'll be, you've managed things well so far. It'll be more so just maintaining training performance, dropping off fatigue and then just trickling down in body weight. I'd say obviously depending on how things are going, like the PCA show will just be a case of how you are and how you're doing. I don't think it's essential. I don't think it will be I don't think it'll be that beneficial unless like it's one of those where you're like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. But I think it'll be like, let's get you on stage this weekend, which you will be, and then just assessing from there. Yeah, might pull out like
so
one day out.
Realistically, I need to be ready in my opinion, like pretty much 100% in
7.5, 9.5 sound. Well, you better hope your legs come through at that point, mate.
And if you think in 9.5 weeks I can easily be 10 pounds down.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That'd be high 150s.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not far off there.
No.
So maybe
even though AJ said you need to be 154.
I think I might.
Depends. I think it's one of those like relative to the look and how things are. I think like if, and also as well, AJ's probably like if you were to go for world's conditioning, yeah, probably 154, 155.
Yeah, but that's but, I think where I probably need to be. If I'm ready like 100% for the UKDFBA qualifier, I need to hold that for then 6 weeks.
Yeah.
For the WMBF up to the WMBF finals. Yeah. So that's difficult. So I probably can still get better into the shows, but the reason I say I need to be 100% for that is that the week after is the BMBF finals. And I want to be 100% for any finals.
Yeah.
So I realistically need to be ready for that last qualifier, which is nine and a half weeks from now.
Yeah.
9.5 weeks, average a pound a week.
Doable.
I'll be down to 160.
Yeah.
Which is mental to think that's like 10 pounds lighter than I last stepped on stage.
Yeah, but then also you knew you were going to be lighter. Like, I don't think the perception ever was like, you always said, and we always said, like, yeah, you'll probably be around the same weight, maybe a bit lighter. That's what we said. And like, a bit lighter, 5 pounds, a bit lighter. That's literally what we said. You know, like,
I'll probably be
8 to 10 pounds, maybe.
Maybe 10 to 12, 15.
Yeah. I was lighter this prep by 5 kilos.
If I got down to low, like, imagine like low 150s.
No, but you say imagine.
It's like 18 pounds from now.
Yeah. It's hard. It's brutal. Like, I posted that reel,
it's
you know.
Just,
did
like
you see
lower body.
Did you know the reel that I posted yesterday, like, fasted check-in? Did you see it? It was like a fasted check-in video of, like, when I was 100 kilos.
And, pulled off five.
And I pulled off another 8 kilos from that point. And if I'd sent that to anybody, or even look at it now and think, fucking hell, like, everything is sliced, but my lower back's still a bit soft.
Yeah.
My glutes
shows
are a bit
when
soft.
You're on stage. That's why, like I say, it's good for me to compete this week, because I can... I guarantee, it's likely that I'll go, okay, yeah, I look all right, but I need to be a lot leaner.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I want to get from this weekend.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a bit of a kick up the arse going, yeah, you look decent for men's physique, but you need to be a hell of a lot leaner for these bodybuilding shows.
Yeah. Yeah, you realise. So, yeah, data assessment. Exciting.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. That was good. Yeah.
Right, guys, that is episode 112. Okay. We are now going to get a meal in. Finn, what's your meal?
175 grams of Cocoa Pops, 30 grams of whey, 30 grams of peanut butter.
That lovely.
Oh, mate, it's banging. Yeah. If anybody who wants, I mean, it's not really a meal you'd have often, but okay, a high carb, moderate fat meal, Cocoa Pops with peanut butter on.
I absolutely despise peanut butter. Yeah. I despise anything peanut wise, and I don't really like cereal. I haven't had cereal now since the build up to the first show, so yeah. Not a fan.
You don't like it then?
Yeah, not a fan. So yeah, that's that. Thanks as always, guys. Thanks for the story tags. We are back. Appreciate the support as always. And yeah, catch you in the next episode. See you later.